Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, DMV? You know who it is. Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming nationally on the always free Odyssey app. Ride with me. It'll take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. Heck of a lot to get into, per usual. Have a couple of guests stop by the program. Ryan Fowler going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll talk a little bit of NFL draft, plus take a big picture look at the 2025 Washington Commanders and iron out what it is and what it ain't when it comes to the future of the Burgundy and Gold. That's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. To wrap up the show, we'll talk a little bit of Puck, play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals. John Walton going to join us to wrap things up. We'll get you a fresh installment because it's a Tuesday, right? Week 14 in the NFL officially wrapped up. The Eagles last night, boy. Woof. We're going to talk about just vomiting all over yourself. Jalen Hurts, not one, not two, not three, but four interceptions throughout the course of last night.
No touchdowns either.
No tubbies either. I'm sure that hurts, Jalen. No.
He also had that fumble on the same play he threw an interception.
No. Did you get it?
I got it. I was just trying to move on.
Okay. Thanks. Humble me for a second. We'll talk about Jalen Hurts and the Eagles when we take a spin around the National Football League, top of the 9 o'clock hour. Also, when we go around the National Football League, I think we got something to talk about. I think the caption from James Palmer of Underdog Fantasy was the Geritol gunslinger, talking about Philip Rivers returning to the National Football League. He put pen to paper on a one-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. Obviously, their quarterback situation, one of the more unique ones we've seen here in recent memory. Danny Dimes, who was excellent to start the year, tried to play his way through a broken fibula. It leads to him rupturing his Achilles this past weekend, and now the backup who replaced, Danny Dimes during the game, Riley Leonard, the rookie out of Notre Dame, he's hurt now. So they had to call on Philip Rivers. I'm sure Anthony Richardson would love to get the call, but his face is fractured, quite literally. So
I feel like Joe Flacco wasn't available.
I wish, right? Oh, I know. I was saying this, right? Would it be crazy if I'm Jameis Winston up in New York, man, and I'm like, hey, like, look, Giants, we know me and you long term is probably not a marriage. Can you just cut me right now so I can go play for Indianapolis? Here's the thing, though.
Russ Wilson, there's a few of these guys that might be thinking like that.
So my thing is this, right? Those veterans would have to clear waivers, and if I'm a team that is in the AFC playoff race, I am going to claim said quarterback so Indianapolis can't get him off of waivers. So I, the more and more I thought through that, the more I realized that that's probably why that doesn't go that way. But we'll talk about that in more detail. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. It is Tuesday, as I mentioned, so we'll get you
a fresh installment of Nell's Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the National Football League. That is all coming your way throughout the course of the show. We'll let you hear from the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, as well. He spoke yesterday. We didn't get to it last night because a lot of reasons why we didn't get to it last night. Just a ball of emotions were you all on the phones. We appreciate it. If you want to chime in again here on the phones tonight, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. So a loaded show for you all here throughout the next several hours. Our pal Steven Ruiz of The Ringer put together some pretty staggering numbers when it comes to the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels. We'll get into that as we ease our way into the 8 o'clock hour here in this program. But I want to start with this, and I heard the fellas, Grant and Danny, talking about this towards the tail end of their show, and I want to just state my case, draw my proverbial line in the sand once more here. There is nothing, and I mean nothing, that will stop me from playing Jayden Daniels in the final 4 weeks of the season if he is healthy. Point blank, period. I don't know what has gotten into some of you, and I love the way the GP put it. If you're not willing to play him down the stretch because you're concerned he's going to get hurt, maybe you should be sounding the alarm about his ability to stay healthy throughout not just the remainder of this year, but for the remainder of his career. And when I brought this to the airwaves a couple of weeks ago, I think some folks thought that I was being snarky, mean, trying to talk down on a QB1 here in D.C. No. I'm a realist. I'm cut from a little bit of a different cloth, right? I'm a fan. I bleed it just the way that you all do. But I'm going to be realistic with this thing. I believe in Jayden Daniels. I want him to be the long-term answer. If you're currently looking at him and you say you have no concerns about his ability to stay healthy throughout the duration of his career, you're totally oblivious and you're lying to yourself. You probably have deeper rooting issues within your personal life. I'm just saying, because there's no way. What was the old Tyler Perry reference, man? If you've seen any of the Tyler Perry movies, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, what is it? It's not Aflac, it's a duck. If this young man routinely continues to get hurt at the rate that he's getting hurt, maybe, just maybe, this is something we're going to have to deal with throughout the course of his career. As we roll throughout the 7 o'clock hour of this program, I will tell you why it's not just on Cliff Kingsbury and the coaches in terms of Jayden Daniels being protected and healthy. Newsflash, it's also on Jayden Daniels. And we'll get to that in more detail when we get to those numbers from our guy Steven Ruiz of The Ringer. But I want to start here. The head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, he addressed the media yesterday. If we got it ready, Metal Chris. Here is Dan Quinn yesterday on Daniels' game performance plus him needing to play in order to get those invaluable reps.
Hi, Dan. When Jayden was healthy in those first three quarters, I mean, how do you think he played overall?
You know, it was good to see. I wanted to find out about a few of the lessons, Nikki, you know, that he had his homework assignment of, you know, using his superpower, but also protecting the team. And so, you know, the mindfulness to do that, I thought, was in the right spot. I love the, you know, 2 weeks of practice he had leading up into that. So not a full body of work, but there were definitely some things that were moving in the right direction, in my opinion, on that front, Nikki, that I was looking for specifically.
And you mentioned how it was your decision to not put him back in for the remainder of the game. What's sort of the balance there of making sure that he gets the time, gets the development, that you're not holding him back and making him look fragile, but, you know, also not putting him at risk either?
Yeah, that's the balance. And kind of the one thing you don't want to have happen, like land directly on it. And so you can help on protections and, you know, some things on running and sliding on play like that. You don't get to do that. So you're right. You're trying to find the balance of what do those reps look like? You know, how are the lessons being applied? And then making sure you're doing it as calling it competitively to go win it, but also, you know, with protecting the team in mind. So it's both.
Dan Quinn, open, honest, and transparent about what it's going to take, what the recipe is, what the cocktail is in order to ensure, one, Jaden Daniels gets the invaluable reps that he needs, but more importantly is able to finish the final four games of the regular season with a good, clean bill of health and then enter the offseason squeaky clean and fully able to work on his craft, because that's what's needed right now. Jaden Daniels, and I don't mean this to be critical of Jaden, it's just the reality when you're talking about a second-year quarterback. Reps are the most important thing. The best way that I can put it, reps for Jaden Daniels are invaluable at this stage. Quarterback is a muscle memory position. And I keep trying to reiterate to you all, he can't get the reps in practice. Like, practice is a joke in the National Football League, I'm going to be honest with you. I have no clue. They have a really hard job talking about Dan Quinn and company. If we're like really stripping this thing down to the studs and talking about it for real, for real. How am I supposed to get dudes ready for an organized car crash week in and week out with the parameters around practicing that exists within the CBA? Honestly, if you've never played football at any level, I feel like it'll be hard to relate, but like it's just different. And the best way that I can describe it is how I did a moment ago. This is an organized car crash, except they're not using cars. They're using their bodies. There is a callus that you have to build up to get ready to play football. You can't just go out and play 50 snaps in a game defensively and think you're going to wake up the next day feeling normal. No, even the youngest of dudes. I remember in high school, Slim, I'm telling you. Now, I played for, y'all know it, I went to Colonel Zadik Magruder in Rockville, Maryland, Colonel Stand Up. I was the long snapper. I was the tight end. I was the defensive end. I played on kickoff and kickoff return. But I was grossly out of shape at certain points. So there were certain times where I couldn't play every snap in a game, but I was playing damn near. And if you don't think, even as a 16-year-old, Slam, I woke up the next day feeling like I got into a fight. Because it takes time to recover. It takes time to get your body back normal. That's why this team, being as old as they are, playing on Thursday Night Football, is honestly a massive task for them. When you think about the fact that they need all seven of those days to get ready to play again. But going back to Jaden Daniels and why he has to play, you cannot simulate what you're going to get in a game, the speed of a game. You cannot simulate it in practice. So therefore, it's difficult for him to get better strictly by practicing. And I know people are pointing to, well, the virtual reality, Linnell, why can't he just do that? Dude, you can have the virtual reality sped up to where, oh, it helps you better adjust to playing in-game, but there's nothing like playing in a game. And if you've never done it at any level, I don't expect you to get it. But, like, it's just different, man. When you can get touched, it's different. Your mental clock as a quarterback speeds up when you know you can get touched. And Jaden Daniels is as tough as they come. I know his ass is tired of getting hit. And we'll bring you these numbers from Steven Ruiz in the 7 o'clock hour that show you just how often Jaden has been getting hit throughout the course of the year. But he's probably tired of getting hit. I get it. But he got to play. He got to play. And I think the most important part about all of this is Jaden wants to play. And I love that about him. He's a gamer. He's going to fight you to the death to get every rep that he feels like he needs, because he wants to be the best version of himself. It's a good problem to have. But I get both sides of the coin, right? I know there are going to be a bunch of people out there who say, well, I don't want to see him for the rest of the season because I don't want him to get hurt. I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, you have to find out, one, what you have in the kid, and then, two, just how good he can actually be. That's why I was, honestly, if I'm being, like, real with it, knowing what Dan Quinn said yesterday that he's sore, and realistically speaking, like, Jaden could have came back and played. Well, why didn't he? Why didn't he? You were down 17-0 with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, and you benched him for the remainder of the game. See, my problem is I don't know, and this is a hard thing to balance, and this is why DQ and them get paid millions of dollars. I don't think they have a clue in terms of how to handle this kid. Based off of that comment alone, I don't think they have a clue. Because if his ass was able to go back out there, and you're talking about how invaluable the reps are, when you're down 17 with 7 minutes left to go in the third quarter, the game is very much still within reach. So he should have been out there banking those invaluable reps that I continue to talk about. Why he didn't go back out there? Ask Dan Quinn. Because guess what? It was his decision, according to DQ. So, I think he plays on Sunday against the Giants. I'll just get that out of the way. He should. I think he does. But we'll talk about as we roll throughout the show here with Cliff Kingsbury in particular, as we put him under the microscope. He has to do a better job of protecting Jaden. Jaden also has to do a better job of protecting Jaden. Because the bottom line is this. He's going to play down the stretch. He's going to get hit. He's going to get touched. It is the byproduct of playing NFL football. It's inevitable, unavoidable, right? He's got to learn how to protect himself, though. There's some growing and maturing that Jaden Daniels has to do. And I broke down a play on my Twitter 2 nights ago. It's at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Chris Rodriguez, I believe, is the back. Does a tremendous job in pass pro, taking on two guys. One guy comes free. Jaden Daniels has to make him miss. Jaden Daniels makes him miss and then proceeds to take off and scramble. What I want him to do is keep himself alive as a thrower longer. That's what's got to happen. He's got to get a little bit more comfortable hanging in the pocket and dealing with the results. Because he's going to get hurt at a high rate like this if you keep exposing him to risk. What do I mean by that? He's got to play, but he doesn't have to scramble as much as he does. Live to see another day. Throw the ball out in the flat to your running back and let him make a play. And this was my number one gripe coming out of last year with him. My number one gripe coming out of last year with Jaden Daniels. You got to protect yourself, kid. You got to be smart. Why would I want you to scramble and absorb the hit when I can throw it out to Jeremy McNichols and he can take on the linebacker? He's more equipped at 230 pounds to do so. You pick up what I'm putting down here? They've got to get in his ear. And I get it. Dog-ass competitor this, dog-ass competitor that. My grandmother said something a long time ago, man. A hard head make a soft ass. Point blank. And if Jaden Daniels continues to be hard-headed and continues to scramble unnecessarily, he's going to get hurt. And he's going to have to deal with it. I'm rooting for him, as we all should be. But I also know this style of play that he exhibited last year and this year is not sustainable. He's going to have to play from the pocket more. Based off of his frame, he's going to have to. And the beautiful part about it is I think he's going to be damn good at it. We know he's damn good at it. That's what's the most frustrating part about this is to me, right? Like, he can do it. We've seen him do it. He absolutely, this is not Robert Griffin III. This is not Justin Fields. This is not Anthony Richardson. He has every ability and has displayed it in terms of being able to win from the pocket. So I want to see him do it here in the final 4 weeks. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at N-E-L-L underscore B-T-P. Just getting rolling here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. When we come back, I'm going to ask a billion-dollar question here, and I want you to line up on the phones with us at 1-800-636-1067. Let's take a big picture look at the 2025 Washington Commanders. Who deserves more blame for how the 25 season is gone? Adam Peters or the coaching staff? That is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Just getting moving and grooving right here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Janelle Willingham. I'll take you up to 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour. Our pal Ryan Fowler going to stop by the program. We get his thoughts on the Burgundy and Gold as we take a big picture look at the Washington Commanders. 9 o'clock hour, John Walton, play-by-play voice of the Caps, going to join us to wrap up tonight's program. Right now, though, taking your calls, 1-800-636-1067. I want you to chew on this. Who deserves more blame for how the 2025 campaign is gone? Adam Peters or the coaching staff? You can tweet at me with that as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Before I get to your calls, I want to let you hear from Dan Quinn because he kind of addressed some of the big elephants in the room when it comes to this team. The big issue that I know a lot of folks have had here with the coaching staff in terms of how this thing has went down over the course of, you know, 13 games. The big issue that folks have had is, man, it's one thing to lose, right? Any given Sunday, every dog has his day. Like, you ain't going to win them all. But to get mollywopped the way that the Commanders have, and I'll reiterate the numbers that our guy GP gave us last night, 22 teams have lost 8 straight games in a single season over the past 10 years. That is 6% of teams. The Commanders are the only team during those 10 seasons to lose 8-plus and to have 5 of those losses come by 21 or more points. They are in really rare company in terms of how bad this stretch of play has been. And I know a lot of people out there feel like, you know what? That's really what I'm upset about. And for me, if I'm being real, that's my biggest gripe. I don't have a problem with them losing 8 in a row. I get it. You go through bad stretches of ball. But can you be competitive more times than not? There have been too many times throughout the course of this year, and the Packers game is included. You might as well include the Packers game. There are too many times this year where you look like you don't belong, where you look like you're playing a different sport than the team that's lined up across from you. Dan Quinn spoke to the team's lack of competitiveness yesterday when he addressed the media. Here is DQ on the lack of competitiveness during losses this year.
Hey, Dan, obviously, if you could fix it, you would. But I wonder what you think about why in so many of these losses you haven't been competitive. Like, even last year when you lost games, it was one possession. It was fourth quarter. It was the end of the game. But in so many of these losses this year, you all haven't even been competitive.
Agreed. Man, do I agree. That's been like highly frustrating to miss the mark by so much. When you're in a competitive game, you're down for the fight and you're in it all the way to the end, you know, you feel into that space. So not finding that rhythm together and not forcing someone else to get out of theirs is a big part of that. Sometimes you feel, okay, it's tighter and the margins get even smaller and you can feel yourself not making the plays that you need to go make. but it's a big topic for me. It's one that I'm digging in hard on, obviously, to find why, to make sure that, like, that's our cause together, man, to make sure, like, that we are never in this situation again.
That is Dan Quinn trying to explain what has gone wrong here over the past 8 weeks. And I give him credit because it ain't easy to get up there and answer super difficult questions. And shout out to David Aldridge and the other voices that we'll hear throughout the night here for answering or asking rather the tough questions here, because they have to be asked. See, when we ask this question of who's more to blame, AP or the coaching staff, if you're in favor of saying that DQ is more so to blame, the coaches are more so to blame, I can see that side of the coin for that reason. You got to be competitive. It's not on Adam Peters to determine how competitive your team is. It's not on Adam Peters to get your group ready to roll each and every week. It's not on Adam Peters for you guys to have a good week of practice. That's not his job. His job is to pick the groceries. Now, if you want to have a conversation about whether or not the personnel's good enough, we could do that. But see, I was under the impression, based on what a lot of you have said to me on the phones, is, oh, Linnell, they got to fire Joe Witt. They got to fire Joe Witt. It's the scheme. It's the play calling. Well, guess what? Sergeant Slogan called plays for the third consecutive game this past weekend against Minnesota, against arguably the worst offense in football, and we got shredded. So what would that tell you? It's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, in terms of the major issues with the Commanders. I think there's a real, like I said last night, there are fundamental flaws with this organization, with this program, so to speak, from the top down. I'm even willing to take a look long and hard at our strength and conditioning program. Why is Johnny Newton not stronger and able to take on double teams? Is Chad Englehart doing his job? I need everybody questioned. Everybody. Because when you're this bad, when you've lost this many games in a row, you've got to question everything. You've got to question it all. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. From your vantage point, who deserves more blame for how this year has gone? Adam Peters or the coaching staff? Now, the beautiful thing about DQ, I think he's honest. I think he's transparent. I think he's open. He's a nice guy at the end of the day. But, man, at some point, they've got to look themselves in the mirror. Him and AP have to have some hard conversations. And if I'm DQ, I'm going, hey, Slim, what's up? Right? Look at what you left me with. Look at what you gave me to coach. Because I think you can make the argument the talent's not there either. 1-800-636-1067. If we got it ready, Metal Chris, here is Dan Quinn on reviewing how the team is ultimately constructed. Do we got it ready? Oh, my gosh. I think Metal Chris is answering a phone and is totally out of the loop right now. He hears nothing I'm saying. Metal Chris. He doesn't hear me. That is awkward. Well, I'll wait till he hangs up the phone call then. So you'll have to wait too. We good? Can we go Adam Peters on how the team, excuse me, Dan Quinn rather, on reviewing how the team is constructed? Because I think he spoke about this yesterday, and it was honestly an interesting question and an interesting answer as well. Take a listen.
And along that line, Dan, I mean, and I know you have a month of games left, so I know you still have to prepare for those games, but does this cause you to think about how you and Adam put this roster together in the first place, and if something needs to change about that going forward in terms of how you put it together?
Sure. Yeah, we have discussions about the roster and the team a lot. And but yeah, it's not something that you, even though it's, like you said, the four games left and it's a competitive one in that space with all being in the division, which I think is a good way to go. But no, definitely something that we talk about, we communicate about when it's the results are what they are, DA. It's worth digging under, you know, every rock to find the right balance, the right attitude. And so, yes, we've had those discussions for sure.
They have to. When you're struggling the way that this group is, I hope that they're leaving no stone unturned in terms of trying to figure out how to fix it. And at the end of the day, maybe this isn't the time for it, they've got to have some real internal conversations about how the roster was constructed. Because at the end of the day, right now, at least on the defensive side of the football, I don't know how many actual NFL starters they have on this team, if we're being frank about it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The question is this: who deserves more blame for how the 2025 campaign has gone, Adam Peters or the coaching staff? Your call's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Let's get right to it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Riding with the youngest in charge, taking you up to 10 o'clock here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. I want your opinion on the phones for this. Who deserves more blame for how the 2025 season is gone? Adam Peters or the coaching staff here in Washington? 1-800-636-1067. I see you all lined up on the phones. I got one more piece of audio I want to let you hear before I let you chime in here. And we'll get to it here quickly. Here is Dan Quinn on the timeline for evaluating staff and personnel.
Hey, Dan, just to follow up kind of on DA's question there, understanding you have the four games left, what is your timeline for, like, the evaluation? I mean, you've already made one fairly significant coaching switch in season. What does the timeline look like at, all right, we got to figure out what we got, what we don't have, both staff and personnel?
Yeah, it's definitely underway, JP, I can tell you that, because we want to make sure that we're finding, we're evaluating, we're digging in to see those things. And already you can see, how do we feature players? How would we do things the same? How would we do things differently? So it's something that, you know, he and I talk a lot about at great length, like you said, staff-wise, player-wise. So it's not something that, you know, we're waiting till, you know, postseason to begin that. That for sure is fully underway. And also, like, you know, a performance like yesterday, that sets you back, that stings, one that you want to get back to things right away because we missed it by a mile.
The evaluation period starts now. It's already underway. Meaning, see, you can talk about it, but you got to be about it. They drafted Kane Medrano with, I believe, a fifth-round pick. I don't know if he's played one defensive snap this year. He's got to play down the stretch. And I know some folks are under the belief of, well, you don't just play young guys just to play them. Well, yeah, you do, because how the hell else do you figure out what they have? Practice isn't real in the National Football League. I'm so sick of hearing it. It is inexcusable that they are not putting their young guys in a position to show whether they've got it or they don't. Some guys aren't practice players. Some guys aren't going to perform well in practice. You got to let them play in the game. Imagine trying to evaluate a linebacker in practice. Since we're talking about linebackers, imagine trying to evaluate a linebacker in practice when you can't hit. How do you figure out if he ever has it or not without playing the kid? Clearly, I'm frustrated. 1-800-636-1067. Who deserves more blame for how the 25 season is gone? Adam Peters or Dan Quinn? Let's go to Anthony. What's up, Anthony?
Yo, I'm gonna answer your question, but we got unfinished business.
Let's make it snappy then.
All right. So I think it's 50-50. You can't have one without the other. That's as simple as you can put it. The roster construction and the coaching. It's that simple.
Do you think the coaches did their best to get the most out of the roster, though?
No, I'm saying the issue is we've had iffy coaching on some situations, and the roster construction has been iffy. So that's why I say it's 50-50. You can't just lay it on one side. It's a combination of the both of them.
I hear what you're saying.
Now, to the unfinished business.
Yeah.
Try listening so you can comprehend it.
Oh, man. Here we go.
So what I was saying on the other side was I want them to be competitive. I want them to play hard. Mm-hmm. But I don't give a damn whether they win or lose. If they lose, great. We get a better draft pick. My point was, if we luck up and get into the first pick of the draft, trade down and get more picks, that's a win-win situation in my book.
We think it's going to be a win-win situation. I got to figure out whether or not the guy Adam Peters can pick players or not. Because I want him picking – I get it. I want him picking from the richest talent crop possible. I don't know how I feel about a trade back. I don't. I appreciate the call as always. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to our guy, Saeed, out in Upper Marlboro. What's up, Saeed?
Hey, how's it going, bro?
Good, man.
So I don't think you can say 50-50 because ultimately in football, if a team that has all the talent loses, it's almost always the coach. If a team has less talent than is needed, it's almost always the constructor of the team.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, and just about every expert's opinion, they felt last year Washington caught lightning in a bottle, and they felt like they were not going to be able to duplicate what they needed to do. As far as I know, according to what they told us, I was told that Peters is the one who went for age at corner with Lattimore. He went for age at linebacker. He's the one who handled the Terry contract. He went for age at running back. As far as I know, all of those elements we went into the season, including defensive line, where he told us if we just bulk up, we can still get to the quarterback. He allowed some of that stuff to spill out. So it may not be fair, but I have to give most of the blame to the person who opted to go that route. And by the way, one little hot take or maybe question for you is, was Peters actually ever bought in to how good they performed last year? And the reason I say this is he drafted under the assumption that those players would be good in several years. He never told us they would be day one ready to go guys. If you were in the NFC championship game Why were you not making transactions that made you even better now instead of Jalen Lane, Madrona, all these guys that we're talking about that he himself said 2 to 3 years down the line, I think they're going to be big-time contributors? That's I just want to hear your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, Saeed, I appreciate you as always, man. Is he lying? See, that's my thing. Nobody put a gun to your head and made you pick these players. Just call a spade, right? Nobody forced Adam Peters to pick these players. This is what crushes me to my soul. I was sold a bill of goods that AP was some football savant when it came to the draft. And his track record over the first two drafts is as spotty as a lupus patient. Let's call it what it is. His track record is, his hit rate, so to speak, ain't good enough. And he's had plenty of at-bats in the draft. Someone's got to step up here. When you swing and miss potentially on 3 second-round picks, that's how you set a franchise back. And that's the reality that we're staring in the face right now when it comes to Jazon Newton, Ben Sinnott, and Mikey Samer still. Because you can say all you want, oh, I know Mikey's still a good football player. I don't know anything. I'm blind. I'm Ray Charles. I don't know a damn thing. Because guess what? We asked him to go man-to-man coverage on Sunday, and I get dudes going to get beat. I understand it. But, Slim, I got to be – like, if you're going to be a corner on my team, I need you to be able to thrive in man and zone. And Mikey can't play man. He can't. He couldn't stop Jalen Naylor on Sunday. Look him up. Some of you probably don't even know who that is. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Who deserves more blame for how the 2025 season has gone? Adam Peters or the coaching staff? And then should either of their seats be warm at this point? Your calls on that next. One 800 636 1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped in to the youngest in charge of O'Willingham, taking you up to 10 o'clock. What we're chewing on right now is this. Who deserves more blame for how the 2025 campaign has gone, Adam Peters or this Washington Commanders coaching staff? I think both people are at fault. I don't want to do the percentage game, because I'll let you all, you know, handle that on the phones, but I think both Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and this coaching staff have to answer for what's gone on this year. I would say this, right? Clearly, the construction of the roster is a problem. I think we all get that. But I look at the coaching staff and their inability to adjust to their circumstances. I mean, it's glaring on offense and on defense. See, we're the only team that acts like we can't win because we're injured. You know how many injured teams there are in the National Football League? Teams that are just as injured as we are that are competing. You know how many games Mac Jones started this year for the Niners? And they're 9-4. Dudes are in and out. It's football. Injuries are inevitable. It's going to happen. How you respond to the adversity, how you handle the adversity, I think will tell what type of coaching staff you are. And I don't know if they've done a good enough job on offense adjusting to their injuries. On defense, I don't know if they've done a good enough job adjusting to their injuries. Now, on defense, you've been hit way harder by the injury bug than you have on offense. I will give you the benefit of the doubt with that. But still, I just don't know how you could be the worst defense in football through 13 games, and I don't see one personnel switch. I don't see one Bama get benched. I don't see one Bama not get to play in the first half because of the way he played last week. Where is the accountability from the coaching staff? That is my problem. There is a total lack of accountability within the coaching staff, because it ain't no damn way I'm going to keep watching you do the same thing over and over and over and I not do anything about it. Seriously, I've had issues with the run fits all year. Have we seen one change at linebacker? Have we seen Ali Cajo? Have we seen Kane Medrano? Have we brought in an outside guy? No. We just let the same dudes keep trotting out there and doing the same terrible thing over and over and over again. When do we see more? When do I go to the other guys? before the injuries at corner, Noah Igbinoghi sitting on the bench, and the starters are in there getting torched. And we don't go to no eye. Jonathan Jones is on the bench while the starters is in there getting their ass whipped. And we don't go to the backup. So what you're telling me is you're tolerating the piss poor performance. Who's more to blame for the way that this 2025 campaign has gone? Adam Peters of this coaching staff. 1-800-636-1067. Let's get to LT out in Bowie. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Linda? Thanks for having me on, man.
Yes, sir.
So listen, I am with you 100%. Adam Peters shouldn't even be in the conversation. This is 100% on the coaching staff. And you have to think of it like this. Why is it that people like Jeremy McNichols and Chris Rodriguez are just now starting to get carries? Why is that? Why is it that people like Ben Sennett aren't even on the field most of the time? That's a coaching staff issue, 100%. You can't put any of that on Adam Peters. His job is to bring you the guys. Your job is to evaluate and then play them. I mean, shoot, you've got Forbes and Cam Curl and Jeremy Chinn somewhere else balling out. That's a coaching issue. Why is that?
Hey.
Why is that? Because, I mean, it's like, I mean, it's I mean, come on.
You're cooking right now. You're cooking right now.
You have to look at it from that standpoint. You see other players go somewhere else, ball out, but over here you got starters who some I would say have, you know, underperformed. Others are injured. You know, I don't like using that excuse, oh, we've been injured, there's injuries. It's next man up. You don't have a depth chart for no reason. You don't have a 53-man roster for no reason. That's my point, Linnell.
Point blank.
And I'm with you 100%.
I think you hit it on the head, LT. Appreciate you, as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Captain Todd wanting to chime in. What's going on, Captain?
Hey, what's up, Mel? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good, man. Shout out Heavy Metal Chris.
You know what? You damn right. Shout out to Heavy Metal Chris.
Yeah, man. Fenris, F-E-N-R-I-S, was the Nordic pirate metal band I was trying to think of.
Yeah, we're talking a little off air.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, check it out, Chris. Fenris. So people keep saying that we went all in after last year. I don't see that, man. Dietrich Wise, Will Harris, I don't think we went all in last year. They rolled the same thing back. They let some guys go. And then they built this team to not sustain injuries. This was if all the starters are healthy and producing, they're good. Otherwise, the team is trash. There's no depth. We don't have a lot of draft picks next year. The current draft picks aren't developing at all. And Heavy Metal Chris also said something. Who hired the coaches? I get it. The coaches are supposed to get the best out of the players, but the players aren't good. They're trash. You keep talking about groceries. They're picking out a dumpster. You know?
Like, I hear you. What are we doing here? It's just, I don't know if you were listening at all last night when I made the analogy of back when I was in high school. We all remember Quentin Dunbar and how cool of a story that was. Undrafted free agent, a wide receiver. They put him at corner, turns into a starter. I thought Quentin Dunbar was like a Pro Bowler, all-pro caliber dude because he was the starting quarterback on my favorite team. We misevaluate and overrate our talent here locally so often. With the Deron Payne's of the world, the Javon Kinlaw's of the world, the Frankie Louvu's of the world, the Mikey Samristil's of the world, they're not that good. The bottom line. And that's not no shade to them. It's what it is. I watched this defense play all year, and then I watched Sunday Night Football between Kansas City and Houston. And with the speed and the physicality that they play with on that side of the football, it looks like they're playing a whole different damn sport.
And I was like, yeah. We're not in the same category as those. Those teams were flying around the ball left and right. I mean, I thought Marco Mitchell was going to be a top five wide receiver in the
Come
league.
Come on, man.
And Marcus Mason was going to run for 1,500 yards.
Right. You know, it's frustrating because they talk about standards all the time, Captain Todd, and they're not living up to it. I got to let you rock. Because we're getting ready to hit a break here. 1-800-636-1067. Who is more to blame for the way that the 2025 season has gone? Adam Peters or Dan Quinn? And we'll add this part onto the question. Should either Adam Peters or Dan Quinn's seat be hot or warm as we get moved on to next season? I'll answer that question. Plus, take your calls next. One 800-636-1067 is the number here on this Tuesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you up the 10 o'clock in the 8 o'clock hour, about 8:30 to be exact. About Ryan Fowler going to join the program, NFL draft analyst and diehard Commanders fan. Going to take a big picture look at the burgundy and gold here, with our eyes shifted a wee bit towards the draft, college football playoff officially set. Who should we be looking at during those games that could potentially help us out here in the nation's capital? We'll talk to Ryan about that in the 8 o'clock hour. Then to wrap up the show, Johnny Pipes, as I like to call him, John Walton, the play-by-play voice of your Washington Capitals, is going to join us. And for all the doom and gloom surrounding the Wizards, the Commanders, and the Nationals, boy, those folks out there who routinely rock the red, shout out to you. More power to you. Caps are cooking right now and clearly look like the best team right now in the Eastern Conference. Got a little bit of an injury situation they're trying to overcome, but if we've learned anything about Coach Carbs since he's gotten here to the nation's capital, there is no challenge too tall for him, that coaching staff, in this organization. We'll talk all things puck in the 9 o'clock hour with our guy John Walton. Right now, taking your calls on this at 1-800-636-1067. Who deserves more blame for how the 2025 season has gone for the Commanders? Adam Peters with the coaching staff. And then I'll add this part onto it here. Should either of their seats be warm? I'm not talking about hot. I'm talking about warm. You see the difference there? I'm not talking about hot. I'm talking about warm. There's a difference. 1-800-636-1067. Here's the thing. God, I'm genuinely torn on this, so just bear with me here. I don't think either of them should be on the hot seat. I think when you do what you did in year one, you buy yourself some time. When you make it to the conference championship game, when you put together an offensive line and you find your quarterback and you get guys to play above their play grade, their pay grade, the way they did last year, I think you do buy yourself a little bit of time. But it all depends, man. It's fluid. What Stephen A. Smith said with his top five list is fluid. It's fluid, right? It's fluid for me. They've lost 8 in a row, Slim. You know how hard that is? You know how hard it is to lose 8 straight games? I gave you the numbers. If this ends up being 12 in a row, I think it puts an immense amount of pressure, one, on this offseason, which was already the most important in the rebuild, in my opinion. And then it puts an immense amount of pressure on how you start next year. But here's the kicker that I don't know if all of you realize. I know there are rumors out there saying that the Harris ownership group is cash-strapped, hashtag broke. Brokey. I hope that's not what they are. But there's that rumor flying around. And if you look at the track record of Josh Harris, and I look and point at the Philadelphia 76ers in particular, and the patience that Josh Harris has exuded with the coaches and the front office in that situation, knowing the injury situation that they've dealt with, is very similar to here. Knowing how patient Josh Harris was with that, I don't know if we're anywhere near Adam Peters or Dan Quinn losing their job. Now, I know whose job is in jeopardy, and it better be in jeopardy, the damn scouts. And if you're just hearing me on this for the first time, pay very close attention. Tim Gribble, the director of college scouting for the Washington Commanders, has been in this organization for the past 20 years. He has been in his current role as the director of college scouting for the past 5 years. Paul Pircelli, the Southwest scouting director, is in year 9 here in the nation's capital. Paul Scancy, who oversees the West region, is in his 8th year here in the nation's capital. Roger Terry is in his 11th year in the nation's capital. He's the lead Midwest scout. I don't understand how you're an organization, you bring in, and you're a new GM, and you coming into a new regime. How are people being grandfathered into positions, Adam Peters? Were you prepared to take the job? Where are your scouts? Bring me someone from San Francisco. Bring me someone from Denver, New England, any of the places that you've been before. Instead of these sorry-ass scouts that we have here that haven't drafted worth a piss since they've been here. Yet they still have the jobs that they have. 1-800-636-1067. Reggie is in D.C. wants to chime in. What's up, Reg?
Man, you know you make my skin boil, man. You, boy, I tell you. Look, I'll be sitting out in front of my baby school waiting for me in college, waiting to pick him up. And then I turn you on, boy, you be firing me up with these three topics, man. But I love it. Look here, man.
Appreciate you,
okay,
man.
I'm going to throw something out there at you, L Boogie. Okay. Zach Bond, he was a special teams player with the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. He goes over under Vic Fangio, turns him into an all-pro.
Well, hold on real quick, Reg. I'm going to correct you. He wasn't a special teams player. He was more of a pass rusher. They turned him into a linebacker.
He was a bum. He was a bum. Come on, you can put him.
Yeah, he was a bum. I see what you're saying.
Went to Philly, turned him into a all pro. Unless you are a college football nerd, nobody heard of Quinyon Mitchell. Nobody. He was not the top ranked cornerback when he came out. Tucker Kraft, one of the best tight ends in the NFL, came from South Dakota State. You're telling me right now that Ben Sinnott, he can't play? How do we know?
Yeah.
We've never put this dude in position to see if he can play.
Totally agree.
Now what I'm going to say is I'm going to be more critical of the defense. Okay, Jerron Newton was the Big Ten Player of the Year.
Yep.
SEC and Big Ten, if you are an offense or defensive player of the year, you got something. You're telling me defensively you can't scheme up to what this guy does well to utilize what made him the Big Ten Player of the Year. Now, I'm going to focus more on the defense because offensively, I have seen development. I've seen Chris Paul. Chris Paul keep going in and out, in and out, in and out. Chris Paul is doing well. Josh Connelly, man, he got his head beat in the first couple of weeks of the season. Right now, I'm seeing development in him. Okay, I'm good.
And be honest real quick on Josh Connelly because no one said it because everything else is burning down. Josh Connelly got his ass whipped on Sunday. Just saying.
But it's one game.
It's one game.
No, wait a minute. No. You got to be fair. The dude, Brian Flores, puts 19 dudes in the box.
Hey, man.
Like, come on,
it was
man.
Him and Jonathan. It was him and Jonathan Grenard on an island several different times. He had no answers. But go ahead.
I understand that. But again, you know, again, he overall, if what would you give him? I give him a B. I give
Josh Connelly a B- for the way he's performed this year. And the grade is on a curve because he's getting better. So I'm willing to negotiate it.
Right, I'm putting this all on the coaching, man. Look at the play. Okay, you're telling me Brandon Coleman? What's going on with him? What's going on? Again, Luke got hurt. So you're telling me Luke McCaffrey that you drafted, you know, that had all this potential. The only thing he's good at is special teams. Okay, what about the development? When is the last time, you hired a defensive coordinator
and your
that
defense
was brand new?
Sucks. Reggie, I appreciate you. As always, I had to cut you short because we got some other guys to get to. My main man, what's up, Lap? How you doing, brother?
What's up, Lunell, man? Thanks for taking my call, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, their last caller was spot on, man. You know, a lot of them guys should be getting playing time. They not, and I blame the GM, man. I blame the coach. I blame the scouting. Like you said, man, that's just crazy, absurd. I didn't even know that because I know one of the callers that called on Kevin and brought that point up. So that was huge, bro, about the scouts. But does these players have the gift of gab like Fred Smoot? Because that's how they got on the team, man. Because there's no way that they made the 53, bro. It's crazy. And you know what I always say, Lunell? I always feel it's like our players, it was the draft. I just don't think we draft well at all. Like, I think a lot of these players wouldn't have got drafted. I want to see what Ben Sinnott does, man. They can design some plays. It's unfortunate with Zach Ertz, but maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Maybe we can see something nice in the last four games, man. But if we can't get Tate in the draft, I want all defensive players in the draft. I don't want no offensive players unless it's Tate. But I want all defensive players in the draft, and that's my take on it. But everybody's to be blamed top to bottom.
Hey, I feel you on that, Slim. Ain't nobody above criticism at this point. I totally agree with that. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. Jerry is in Bristow. Wants to chime in. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, man. How's it going?
I'm good, man. Appreciate you.
So I can only compare this to what's going on in my real world. I've been working in retail for 30 years.
Okay.
I'm a director of a major big box retailer in Northern Virginia, and I see myself as the head coach. And my boss who is the district manager, would be the general manager. I control everything within those four walls.
Yeah.
It's if someone gets sick, if someone goes on LOA, I still got to figure it out. I get paid a lot of money to figure it out. It is 100% San Quinn's fault. He's supposed to be there to motivate. He's supposed to be there to develop. He's supposed to be there to make the business decisions of the day-to-day operation. And if he can't deliver, he got to go. And that's my take on it.
Mm. Jerry, bringing it strong, man. I appreciate you as always. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Steve in Houston. What's up, Steve?
Big time. It's been a long time since we talked.
What up, Steve? What's going on, homie? How you doing, man? Appreciate you.
Hey, man. Absolutely, champ. You know, it was something you said, actually, about the accountability. I think it was, before the last commercial break, but it was at one point you said, about 5-10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Like, why the starters, I know, why those on the bench? You said, the other cat, the cornerback, number 31, Jones, why they don't get in the game. Let me tell you something. The Adam Peters thing, there's something there to that. And I know my man, I think two calls ago, said about the draft.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that everyone Adam Peters had drafted, what is this, year two for him? He had two drafts. Other GMs would have drafted these same players, right?
Yeah.
Just like when I interview cats, there's a lot of people who would have picked from these crops and these pool of resumes and things like that. Now, the telltale is once you get in the building, how do you execute and how you perform,
right?
So the Adam Peters thing, you know, through all of the measurables, through the scouting combine, through the college tape, they appear to be draftable players, right? And I'm sure it's more than Adam Peters. The other 31 GMs would have probably drafted Josh Connolly, the lineman that got Ben Simon, all of these other Peters. Of course, Connolly, Jaden Daniels, those are layups. Of course, everyone would have drafted them. But from your third, fourth to seventh round picks, I'm sure other teams would have same drafted those players too. That's why I put the majority of this on Dan Quinn. You know, I don't know Dan Quinn, so this is all pure speculation.
Right.
But he appears to be a gentleman who might lean heavy on the relationships, which could ultimately lean towards his demise. You know, he could be so committed to players, you know, the feel-good story,
mm-hmm.
that he's going to see it through with them past their expiration date.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I think that's something that he needs to look at inward,
i.e.
and go straight objective.
I.e. Bobby Wagner?
And there you go, i.e. Bobby Wagner.
So Steve, I'll take it a step further on Bobby because I got a little bit of insight. I think about the dynamics, right? Joe Witt's a first-time defensive play caller. The linebacker, right, when you're at a mic, is like a coach on the field.
Correct.
I think they haven't benched Bobby because Bobby has a real impact in terms of their game prep and getting them lined up properly. But my OG Doc Walker said it the other day, a couple weeks ago. What good is wearing the green dot if you can't get to the football? Steve, I appreciate you as always, my brother. 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to run through these calls. Plus, I'll give you some numbers on Jaden Daniels that'll make you go, huh? That's next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.